We started discussing yesterday the very painful shaila of what one should do in terms of kibud av va'em if one's parent suffers cognitive decline, dementia, and taking the parent into one's home poses incredible difficulty for the individual. What then are the guidelines in terms of whether one is allowed to or not allowed to have the parent placed in a facility that will care for them instead of caring for them oneself? And we saw the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Resh Mem, Sif Yud, writes that if one's father or mother is nitrafa daito, they're no longer of sound mind, so one is supposed to put in one's best effort to interact with them as needed. But if it's impossible to tolerate the situation, says the Shulchan Aruch, because they have reached that point where nishtagu biyoser, so then one is advised, Shulchan Aruch says, to instruct others to care for the parents rather than to run the risk of one being unable to discipline himself properly. So, in that regard, there is a fascinating psak from Yitzchak Zilberstein, cited again from Rav Yaakov Skotchlis in his Ol Yaakov from Chashuke Chemed Bav Metzia Daf Ayin Hey. Zilberstein was asked, an Alzheimer's patient, and the son is willing to care for the parents, but he knows without a doubt that there will be times when he will lose his patience and start yelling at the parents. And the son wants to know, is it better that I should place my father in a facility so that I shouldn't be nichshol from time to time in that way by acting with disrespect? Or should I care for my parents in my home, even if I know for certain that from time to time I will lose control? And so if Zilberstein takes the approach that one has to assess what is ultimately better for the father, meaning instead of simply saying, well, the Shulchan Aruch says if the son is unable to tolerate it, then instruct others to care for the parents. Zilberstein says, well, you're dealing with a question of overall you'll care for the father. From time to time you'll, for a moment or so, act inappropriately. But what is ultimately, given the entire picture, in the father's best interests? So Zilberstein says, if in the father's best interest ultimately is to be in the home of the son, so then the son should do his best, obviously, to respect his father properly the entire time. He says, daven, that you shouldn't be nichshol. And if from time to time, because of the immense difficulty involved, the son for a short period of time loses control, he says that Kadosh Baruch Hu will treat that as an ones. Nope. No one's superhuman. No one's perfect. But what's interesting is that Zilberstein views this as a borrower who owes money to a lender. You know that paying off all that money is going to enrage you, giving all that money back. What, would somebody say that, don't pay back your debt because you can't tolerate it? Of course not. You owe money, you got to pay back. So Zilberstein uses that mashal. A child owes the parent a debt of gratitude. That is part of kibud av va'em. So you can't exempt yourself, dismiss the obligation, simply because it's going to frustrate you so much so that from time to time you'll be unable to contain yourself. That's Rav Zilberstein's approach. And an interesting psak, because I would have read the Shulchan Aruch and would have said, okay, he can't control himself. Have someone else take care of the parents. Rav Zilberstein takes the approach of what is overall in the parents' best interest. That's his approach to the Shaila. The Shevet Halevi addresses a similar question. Rav Shmuel Vosner in Chelek Tes. He was asked also, someone who has an elderly parent, and in this case, when the child was posed, the child is caring for the parent the entire day. It's costing him time from work. It is causing a disruption of his shalom bias. It's another very important element that sometimes figures into keep it up aim, where a son's or a child's spouse, whichever way it may be, the child's spouse is resistant to what otherwise might be viewed as a keep it up aim performance. So in this case, the shali who was asked was, the son is caring for his elderly parent throughout the day. It's costing him time off from work. It's causing ruptures in his shalom bias. And the alternative of placing the parent in a facility, the son says, they won't care as well for my father there as I would care for him here. So on the one hand, the shaila is, will you be, by caring for your parents, guilty of the ahavta v'echa kamocha violations, meaning harming one's relationship with one's spouse, that's also ahavta v'echa kamocha, causing a breach in one's shalom bias. We know that when kibud av aim clashes with performance of an aveira, right? You don't listen to a father who tells you to engage in machlokas with somebody. He has no right to instruct you to create machlokas, violation of losisna achicha blavavecha. So maybe here, my shalom bias is also potentially a risk in this case. Is that a consideration? So here, Rav Shmuel Vosner, interestingly enough, cites that same Shulchan Aruch we started with. The Shulchan Aruch says that if you can't manage, you can't tolerate the difficulty of dealing with a parent who is nitrifa daito, hand over the care to somebody else. So he applies that here as well. He says here as well, where the wife is in fact complaining. The wife's complaining. She's resisting. She says it's hurting our shalom bias. So that also is an einu yochol lamod scenario, where one is allowed to transfer the parent to the care of a facility. He says, furthermore, he injects another consideration. Shulchan Aruch also says in Sif Hei, who has to bear the expense incurred, financial expense incurred for the kibud av aim expenditures? Mishalav, Mishalbein. The psak in the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch is Mishalav. It's the parent's financial responsibility. The son has to then take the father's checkbook and make the payments, but the father bears the financial burden. And that's one of the reasons why a father can't direct a son not to marry the woman of his choice to marry, because that's not mishal of. That's costing the child, so to speak, if he were to listen to a parent not to marry the one he wants to marry. So here as well, Vosner applies this idea here also. The son's loss of shalom bias is mishal bein. That's going to cost him in a very personal way, and one is not required to sacrifice that for the sake of kibud av aim. So these two different, again, Gedolei Poskim, contemporary Poskim, applying this halacha in Shulchan Aruch, again, every scenario seems to be different. How to weigh each consideration on its own merits. Again, a very difficult and unfortunate shaila, but one that seems to be sometimes applied by Poskim and sometimes not. Meaning, what do you mean? You mean, right. Right, so that seems to be the case of Rav Shmuel Vosner. He's dealing with that kind of case. Actually, he does use the phrase, Mi sheish lo av zakin begeder over a batel. He uses that exact phrase. I guess, what's it going to cost the son? What's the sacrifice? What's he losing as a result? You know, is he losing time off from work? Is he losing shalom bias? So that's what Rav Vosner is talking about. You know, if it's going to cost shalom bias, then you have the right to ask someone else to care for your parent. But he does add a very important point. He says, unless you are really concerned that in the facility, because of the lack of care, it will cause your father actual physical detriment or loss of longevity of life, which sometimes sadly is a concern. So that he's very careful about. He says, that's not what we're talking about here. You know, the care is going to be okay as far as the physical care is concerned, as far as the longevity is concerned. It's just a question of doing it in person, where I'll suffer the loss of work and the loss of income and the shambayas suffering, or to do it in, or to have someone else do it for me. Yes. Then it does. Then you have to raise money for it. Father doesn't have the money. Then you have to raise the money for it. Again, it's a tzedakah, but you know you have the responsibility to tend to it. Whether you raise money from somebody else or you pay for it yourself, but you have to take care of it.
Did they take into account whether or not there'll be an aid in the house?
Oh no, that he wasn't addressing. You're right. Sometimes, No, that or it might be more of a covenant for the father to have an aid, an echanami. In other words, we're not discussing an aid in the house. We're discussing facility versus in the home. You're right. Even in the home, you might actually, for the sake of the parents, be better off having a personal health aid to assist in the home. That for sure, 100%. That I agree with you. One last interesting comment before we conclude. Leaving aside the shaila of facility versus home care, of Steinman is quoted as having once been asked, maybe more of a common shaila. The parents want me to come for the whole yontif, and the wife says b'shum life anisht. Absolutely not. I'm not going to stay at that whole in that house for all 8 days. Forget it. Not going to happen. This year 9 days life. Forget it. Not going to happen. So maybe less. Okay, and a chanami should make him sorry. I'm not sure that's kibshar, but the shaila is: what do you do when? Okay, it's not you know. Years of care and facility versus care at home. It's a shaila for yomtiv, but it's also going to cause potentially, in some cases, shalom bias tensions. So again, I saw the quote from Rav Steinman was interestingly. He says, Chazal say that shalom v'nishta ishto is even docha the isra of mechichas Hashem by the sota. You know, you erase the Shem Hashem in the Megillah sota. So you're going to tell me that. Nope, you keep it off of aim, you gotta go, and whatever way you can hate me for the next month or year, it doesn't make a difference. Keep it off of aim, it's doch everything. So it's not so pashut. Yishalom bias is very, very chashuv too. So it sounds like Rav Steinman was not so quick to paskin, you know, keep it off of aim is gonna override even the rupture in shalom bias as a result of the tensions between the wife and the husband. But there is, at the same time, a Shulchan Aruch. Again, always two considerations. Shulchan Aruch and Ebenezer, Hilchos Ksuba, Siman Ayin Dalet. Shulchan Aruch says, if the woman says, I don't want your parents coming to my home. I don't want your brother or sister coming to my home. I'm not going to live with them together in the same home. Can't survive. They make me miserable. So says Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch paskins. Rambam says, if Beis Din assesses that she's actually telling the truth, that they are a source of misery for her, she's right. You listen to her. If they're the ones who are causing the misery in the house, then you listen to her. So there's always two perspectives you got to assess. So Mitzad Echad, the Shalom Bayis is so chashuv. So Shtaima says, not so posh that you go for the whole yomtiv if the spouse is opposed. Tzad Sheni, the Shulchan Aruch says that if a woman says to her husband, I can't manage with your parents living in the house with me because they're making me miserable, and they are in fact making her miserable, then she's right as well. So always these dual considerations to take into consideration.